Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Wintertime in North Carolina is a great time to start prepping your veggie garden, pulling out, finishing up cool season stuff from the fall, and you can do additional seasonal plantings and cover them, or you can do cover crops, which is a nice way to get green manure back into the soil. When I do a cover crop, I usually do rye or like an annual rye, grass or oats or white clover, medium red clover. The one thing I wouldn't do that sometimes you'll see in books is crimson clover, which is a really, really tall. It's beautiful in a field. It's beautiful on a farm, but it's big for a residential garden.
Now, when you say cover crop, I'm not really familiar with that. That just means when you're not using it as a garden, you put something over the whole thing.
Exactly.
And what's the benefit of that?
You're pulling nitrogen out of the soil. So you're basically holding the nitrogen at the top level of the soil. So you're pulling nitrogen up into the plant, and then you're basically creating a green manure. So in the early spring, you go back in and you cut it back down, and then you dig it back in, or you don't even have to cut it back down if it's low enough. You just dig it back into the soil.
So that's better than just leaving it as open dirt.
Exactly.
Which doesn't look good if it rains and gets all over your lawn anyway.
That's the one thing I was going to say. Sometimes I'll dig everything out. I'll turn the soil a little bit. I'll rake it smooth. And then I'll take something like oats, winter oats, or an annual rye, and I'll broadcast it across the garden. And then I just kind of rake it in with my hands or rake it in with a rake. Water it well. The other thing about it is it's just watching something grow is nice. And so all of a sudden, instead of having a garden that's got an old dead tomato in the middle of it, you've cleaned it up, you've seeded it, and then you've got all this nice green, lush growth coming up in the wintertime. So it's a nice view too. It's like watching, you know, new green grass grow in your lawn after the summertime. The other option you can do instead of a cover crop is you can go in and plant lettuce, mustard, collards. Some of the cool season stuff that you would typically do in mid-August or February 15th is when you would do things like broccoli and that kind of stuff that needs a cool season to get going, to be able to root in. But going in and doing lettuce this time of year, you do the same exact thing. You prep the soil, you rake it out, you plant your lettuce, you plant it heavy, and then cover it. The lettuce comes back up. You've got some greens to harvest through the wintertime. And then when you cut it back, you've still got that green manure that you can kind of dig back into the soil, and it keeps the soil alive. It gives the microbes something to break down and start releasing nitrogen again. The other thing this time of year is soil test. Soil test is probably one of the things that I would say 90% of the people don't do. It's probably one of the more important things to really perfect the soil and really have optimal growth on plants. And that's landscape plants and garden plants. But it's just one of those things people just, you know, another day goes by, and I can't tell you the last time I've done a soil test in my yard, but it really does make a difference if you're a new gardener or an older gardener and you want to do something that's extremely interesting and something that you'll see great results from. Go ahead and do a soil test. And then once you get the soil test, people will bring soil tests into us and we go through them with them. They're not extremely complicated if you've got a science mind, but a lot of times people will look at them and they just glaze over and they don't understand what they're looking at. But adding lime, lime's probably the biggest thing that you can always add lime to a North Carolina soil, and almost most, I'd say 90% of the soil needs, but knowing the quantity of lime that you need is the thing. And so a lot of times you'll need 20 to 30 bags an acre. Most people will go buy 40 pounds and put half of it out and think they've done something, and they really haven't. So it's kind of a good indicator of how much lime you need and kind of a starting point. And so if you do a soil test, you put 20 bags of lime out. 2 years later, you may need 10 more bags. It's something that's constantly changing. So you get a baseline, and then you can kind of go from there. The other thing besides lime is adding fertilizer to the mix. Organic fertilizer you can put out throughout the year. Putting it out in the wintertime gives it a little bit of time to break down, and microbes start to break it down when we have warm weather, and give you a little bit more punch to the garden in the early spring. I wouldn't recommend doing a chemical fertilizer this time of year, because you don't want to push new growth. If you have garden plants in, you don't want to push them. And then we have a real cold snap and you know, foliage gets burned or flowers gets burned. 90% of the people don't plant cool season vegetables at the right time. So prepping right now, you're prepping for a February 15th plant date for cool season vegetables. And we'll get vegetables in that time of year. We get a few trays. We don't sell many. And then 2 or 3 weeks pass and we sell a few more and we get a few more in. People are still planting them on up until April. But to be really successful, I like to plant right around February 15th through about March 15th. And then I kind of cut it off. I think it's almost a waste of time after that. But we, you know, people are still coming in. They're looking for something to put into their garden. They're finally out moving around and, you know, they want to plant something. We still have them that time of year, but February 15th is like a great target date for cool season stuff like broccoli and cauliflower and things that need time to root in and then push flowers at a later date. The target date for the warm season stuff is like, it's more like April 15th. That's our last freeze. But there, I think a lot of people push that date. I'm planting tomatoes like the first, you know, in middle of March, you know, we get a warm spell and it looks like it's going to be warm for 2 weeks. I'll go ahead and start putting some stuff in the ground. But I don't really see a lot of great results from early planting the tomatoes. They really need that heat to push growth. So they'll just sit there and they may grow roots, but they're not going to put a lot of top growth on. So things like tomatoes and peppers, I'd usually wait until at least the 15th and maybe even the end of the month when we really actually have some heat. The other thing with tomatoes is, you know, they like the warm weather. So if you put a tomato in the middle of April, end of April, stagger the planting. So you plant, you know, a couple plants, a month later, plant a couple more plants. You'll have tomatoes throughout the season. And then from those plants, I like to, you know, if you buy a 4-inch plant, you got a bigger plant going in, you can get more variety. So you have, you know, if you buy 4 4-inch plants, you're paying a little bit more for them, but you get a bigger start when you put them in. And then you've got more variety of types of tomatoes you can grow. You can grow smaller cherry tomatoes. You can grow big sandwich tomatoes. And then later in the season, you can take a cutting off of that plant and just actually literally just cut the plant, put a little rooting hormone in it, and then stick it straight into the soil. And the tomato will root. And then you've got tomatoes going into all the way up till frost or after frost. So you can do things like fried green tomatoes and that kind of thing, which is fun. And green tomatoes will last, you know, well into the winter. So, you know, you put them in your cool drawer in the refrigerator or in a back room. You can put a green tomato on the windowsill and actually have it ripen up. So that's a nice way to have tomatoes going on into the wintertime. And then the last date, the second cool season crop is around August 15th. Cool season veggies, it's the coldest part of the year and the hottest part of the year is when you're planting them. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to most people, and it doesn't feel comfortable to be out there in the garden, but it's not a long project and it's fun to reap the rewards later on. So August 15th, you know, again, you're taking out some of your older plants, things that have spent some of the cooler season stuff. You might have cucumbers that have kind of dwindled down. You rake that stuff up and then go ahead and start getting your broccoli in. Having a good broccoli crop going into the wintertime again is another one that will last a long time. You don't have to cut it all at one time. Get your cuttings and then come back in a couple weeks later. You don't want it out there, broccoli or cauliflower. You don't want out there in a hard freeze. So it'll go down to about 26 degrees, but I wouldn't go, you know, I wouldn't let it go a whole lot cooler than that. And then you just kind of reap the benefits going into the fall. From there, we're starting that season over again. So it's a perfect growing season in North Carolina. And for those people that haven't done gardening, start small, start in a bag. We're doing a lot of soft bag gardens. You can grow potatoes in a bag. You can grow all the lettuces and cool season stuff in a bag. Larger bags, you can do peppers and tomatoes. So for those people that don't have the space or that haven't gardened before, it's a great way to start a small garden. So get out there this year and enjoy veggie gardening. Stop in if you have questions. We've got tons of people to help you out, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time, we know better. so you grow better.